Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You can almost never go wrong with Queen. Yeah, especially this one for us, right? 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us by phone, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, does it make you feel at all better to know that the person talking to you, the person pushing the buttons on the board, and of course we know you as well, we're all gingers?
Yes, right? It does.
First
it
time does. That's ever been true in the history of this station right there.
It's such credibility mixed with mischief.
It is.
You know?
That's exactly right.
It's
100% soul-free, by the way, just to make sure everybody knows that that's true. And so last night, City Council, you had the student takeover, right?
That's right. Yes, Andrew, this goes back. Our Gulf Breeze Optimist Club has been hosting a breakfast and sponsoring this event for 31 years this year. So we have a deep history of working with our National Junior Honor Society. Those are eighth graders. They come in on a Friday and they do a deep dive into learning what the council manager form of government is. And they go from department to department, spend the whole day learning about our missions. They learn about Robert's Rules of Order, how to make a motion, second it, all those fun things. And then they actually have a real agenda. Our mayor and council sit behind them and take the wall, and they debate back and forth. It's always a packed house. We always have members of the citizens who come during public forum or ask hard questions, and it's really exciting. We actually had three residents come last night and express concerns, very strongly about traffic on their street. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to watch the eighth graders navigate that. So lots of fun last night.
I love it. And, you know, I'm a big supporter of this event. I love that you guys do this. I just think it's such a great opportunity for kids to learn, the public to learn, and just everybody to enjoy a little bit the process of government, which is not always the most enjoyable thing in the whole wide world. You had some interesting stuff that you're about to do with Shoreline Park. It's the 60th anniversary of the park, and you're doing a welcome area. Is that right?
Andrew, Shoreline Park is 153.5 acres, but who's counting, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's a huge facility, and that's just, you're right.
It is. It's absolutely huge. And the history of that park actually dates back to the 1500s and recorded history. And that's really exciting, too. I've just had the honor of having Dr. Judy Bentz look over some of our records and research in honoring our 60th anniversary as the park being a city park. But, you know, in 1830, the federal government reserved those lands for naval purposes. And it wasn't until after World War II that the federal government said, you know, I think we're ready now to no longer need these lands. The reason for that, Andrew, is it wasn't until 1930 that the first bridge was built from Gulf Breeze to Santa Rosa Island, which is now Pensacola Beach. So before 1930, the only way really you got to the island was either by, you know, having a more shallow vessel where you could get close to the island itself, or they actually, most vessels for hundreds of years would moor on the Gulf Breeze side,
is
why the water at Shoreline Park South is called the English Navy Cove. So that was cool. This is where all the supplies were, and then they would cross the sound to get to the other side. Rich history, and we're going to be celebrating that soon with the grand opening of our new welcome area at Shoreline Park South.
Now, that's really cool. In fact, it makes me think about, like, I was just down there for Gulf Breeze Arts Festival recently, and, you know, I drive around and look around and see things, and I haven't been there for a little while. And I was amazed at the other side of the road at the community center. And it's easy to forget the huge, like, three or four play areas for the kids, the splash pad. I think you have 10 tennis courts. You know, the skate park, the disc golf area, the what now 3 and going to be 5 or 6 volleyball, sand volleyball courts, all the fields, the new athletic field at the other end for the lacrosse and football. I mean, like, it's plus indoors. I mean, you know, all of this space in the community. I mean, it's unbelievable the level of the number of things that you have available at the community center. It's almost stunning, really, when you think about it for a community the size of Gulf Breeze.
It is. And Andrew, I know you and I were talking about that. The history of just the community center itself is really cool. So the city was incorporated in 1961, going back to the mid-50s. At that same corner of Sunset and Shoreline, there was a recreation center with a dance hall and billiards. And it's cool talking to some of our residents who still remember that. So before we had a police station, and when we were still trying to work, you know, to get the money for a boat ramp at Shoreline Park South, we always had a recreation center there. And so it definitely is so important to the fabric of what our community is. A lot of people don't realize, Andrew, that our city hall and our library sit inside of the park. So our park is really the center of all of our family and our culture here in Gulf Breeze, and we're really proud of it.
I'm just, you know, as a pool player myself, and therefore obviously a degenerate, I'm just thinking about the history of like a dance hall billiard parlor in, sleepy little Gulf Breeze where the community center sits now. Like, that's just so cool to me. I think that's amazing. Well, Sam Abel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on what's going on in Gulf Breeze. And I love the student thing. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
It's 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are on Cervantes and Palafox, please use caution because there was a crash earlier. On South Blue Angel Parkway in Grand Bahama Drive, there was also a crash, debris in the roadway, so use caution there. And there was a vehicle crash, Omar Avenue and St. Christopher Street in Pensacola. No roadblock, but please drive carefully. If you see anything else on the road, please give us a call or text at our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need any kind of video production service done, whether you're trying to put together an ad for TV or an ad for the internet or some video for TikTok or Facebook or whatever, Pelican Drones. Now, I know in the name, you know, it sounds like all they do is drones because it's in the name. Yeah, that's kind of how they started. And they realized after a while that not just shooting aerial footage for like construction projects or, you know, Gulf Power back in the day or, you know, for houses and things like that, but they could really do comprehensive video production so that it could be aerial if needed or interviews or walking you through a restaurant in order to do a promotional video for like, you know, Instagram or something like that. They can do that. And then when they do produce the video, you own it. So you own all the raw footage, so you can do with it whatever you want to afterwards, which is not always the case, but it definitely is. So comprehensive video production services at Pelican Drones, pelicandrones.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Also, for our program committee, I've been working on a model based on our workshop on the 20th of a community school type of consortium and what we can look at. School districts identified 10 schools that they would like to be a community school-like model. They love the success, of course, of Weiss and then Pine Forest and now Bellevue coming up. Those would not be included, but 10 schools around that that are DF schools, but also those that are on that verge of about being a D or toggle back and forth between the two. So looking at two schools a year for 5 years.
I want to tell you, I was jumping out of my chair. I met with Richard Corson 6 years ago on his community partnership schools in the top floor of Tallahassee because I kept saying we had the solution right before our eyes. And what I got from Tallahassee, it was too expensive, you know, couldn't come out. We know what the big issue is in this county, and you've got to have those big solutions for those big problems.
So the voices you're hearing there, the first one is Lindsay Cannon. That's the new executive director of the Escambia Children's Trust, an entity which has, let's just say, foundered a little bit in its first couple of years, and an awful lot of people are wondering whether we made a mistake creating it in the first place. But I think Lindsay is the right person for the job. I talked to a lot of people who think she's fantastic, and I just kind of watching what she seems to be doing, it's really good. So what she's talking about there is community schools, community partnership schools, the idea like C.A. Weiss, where, you know, you're going to have a school that has a lot of poor children, Title I schools, okay, schools that are not doing well, that they need some kind of a plan to get them to do better. And what you're going to do is you're going to create this kind of network of social services that are going to be provided at the school, mentoring, tutoring, healthcare, vision, dental, counseling, after-school program, community center-esque kind of things, and cultural enrichment, because you have parents who don't have the ability to get those things or provide those things. You know, it's the same kind of concept as if the kids are at school hungry, they're not going to learn well. Okay, so give them lunch, give them breakfast, you know, get them fed so that they can learn. Okay, well, if the kids can't go to the doctor or the dentist because the parents are poor or they don't have the time because they're working, do it at school. You know, give them psychological counseling because a lot of these kids have psychological issues. Let's give them some counseling at school, right? That's the idea. This stuff works. I mean, this really works. You're filling in the gap because the parents can't do what you would normally think parents do. Okay, you can keep saying it's, you know, it's the parents' fault and maybe it is. Who cares? It's not the kids' fault. So let's help the kids, right? That's kind of the idea. For $300,000 to $400,000, you can turn a school into a community partnership school. And for example, at C.A. Weiss, you know, they've gone from an F to a C school. They've had a 43% reduction in disciplinary referrals. They've had a massive drop in actually one note I saw said 90%, one said less, but, you know, huge drop in disciplinary referrals and suspensions. And things are much, much better. So, okay, we got Pine Forest has been added to this list, as she mentioned. And then we've got Bellevue is coming. And she says, look, I got 10 other schools that the school district has identified as DF-type schools that we could do community partnership schools at and maybe change the lives of tens or at least thousands of kids who go to these schools. Kevin Adams was the other voice, and he's very excited about this. He says, look, we can do this. This will make a big difference. And we even have the money and the time and the willingness to do it. I've been asking for this for years, he says, and we've now got the opportunity. Also, you know that money that the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners is going to kind of take back from the Children's Trust because of the CRA and the tax not being paid? It's about $400,000 a year. It's about $1.2 million, right?
I'm going to make a plea now to my friends on the county commission, the mayor and city council. Please don't tax this organization. Please, please look at it. I mean, for this tax, we could do 3-4 community partnership schools.
Exactly. I mean, the Escambia Children's Trust has its own funding apart from that, but that would be a great down payment on some of these opportunities that over the next 5 years, we could add 10 schools to this program because we know it works and it works elsewhere too. I love this idea, and I hope the county commission will see their way to, you know, allow an exemption for that money. Bill Slayton was on board. David Williams on board. Keith Leonard says it's a great thing. Paul Fetz goes on board. Everybody's on board with this, you know, so it's easy to be wary of something that almost sounds too good to be true, but sometimes the thing is really good and it's true. And I'm being very cautiously optimistic about this because if we could actually have a thing that, say, within the next 5 years, we could have 10 schools in this program, and within the next, you know, 15 years, we could be making a dramatic impact on people's educational performance and kids in poor and minority communities in this county, could be, you know, starting to graduate high school and get through and get diplomas and get jobs. And because we did this, I mean, it's a big stuff, right? 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you were driving down Cervantes, there was a crash earlier on Cervantes and Palafox, so please drive with caution. South Blue Angel Parkway and Grand Bahama Drive, that is a crash earlier. Debris in the roadway, so drive with caution there too. And Omar Avenue and St. Christopher Street in Pensacola, no roadblock, but there was a vehicle crash earlier. If you see anything else, please give us a call on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring and you're changing how you do insurance over onto government-provided Medicare, right? Listen up, because that can seem like a stressful changeover because it's not what you've done before. But listen, it's very easy. I've got a good friend, Ricky Stewart. She has, like, her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she handles. So what's Medicare? You know, what is Medicaid? What's the difference? What about supplement? What about Advantage? What about prescription drugs? All of that. She can answer all of that. She's very, very good at it, and she's such a dear friend. You'll love her. Give her a call and help her help you make that transition. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling a new plan for foreign aid. He's now calling for four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other Republican priorities. Each bill would be voted on separately. He's hoping to have those up for a vote by the end of the week. The Senate today will be sent articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the House. Mayorkas accused of willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected to move quickly to dismiss those charges. And new users on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it may have to pay for the app. That, according to X owner Elon Musk, he posted Monday, he believes by charging a small fee early on, it could curb the bot problem that they've been having.
Interesting idea.
So we'll see.
I think, and for new accounts, I assume not for existing accounts.
Right,
but
for new accounts.
I think if you paid for the app, you know what I mean? That might be kind of the idea of it, but we'll see. You know, people don't like to have to pay for a thing they expected to be free. I may well know that philosophy. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 828 on News Radio 92.3. If you're considering whether it's time to sell a home, you know, or buy a home, or both, because, you know, if you sell one, you may have to buy one. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, a great resource. I mean, genuinely, they have, for the sales side, I mean, man, they have a whole program, almost like a formula. Okay, you set the price, you take the photos, you stage it, you fix the things that need to be fixed. You know, if they're small things, like you think it's a great feature of the house, and she's like, no, that feature is costing you $2,000 on your sales price. Oh, okay, well, let's fix it. How you do an open house, all of that stuff. They're just very, very good at this. Sold 175 homes last year, so you know they know what they're doing. But, you know, she can help you answer your questions, help you ask better questions. If you're, you know, buying for the first time, the buy side, same thing. Like, knows the sales side so well that she knows what to do in terms of negotiating and getting the best price for you on the buying side. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 829 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, which I'm saying today because we used to always say, in fact, we used to only be on the AM, but I know people have been having a little bit of trouble with the signal the last couple of days, and I'm sorry, our engineers are working on it. There are some sort of atmospheric climate kind of conditions that make it so that, you know, stuff we can't really control. But remember, if you ever have trouble on the FM signals, 92.3 and 95.3, you can always listen on AM 1620. You can always listen on the app, News Radio Pensacola app. Listen your, if you're in your car, you can put it on your Bluetooth, whatever. It's very easy to work with. And listen to podcasts and all that stuff. Very good. Crawfish Festival. Crawfish Festival is coming up. That's going to be April 28th, Friday the 26th through the 28th. And also, Bands on the Beach is tonight. Bay Bridge Band is performing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Back in court in New York this morning, former President Trump on social media again is complaining about the judge and the partial gag order in his criminal case. Nobody's chosen for the jury yet. More than half the candidates brought in yesterday say they couldn't be impartial.
One of the prospects, a Manhattan bookseller, said, quote, "I feel that no one is above the law, whether it's the former prez, the sitting prez, or a janitor." One woman left the court telling a court officer, "I just couldn't do it."
Fox's Eric Sean. Israel's war cabinet is reportedly divided over a response to Iran launching drones and missiles at Israel Saturday.
Many Western countries condemned the 300-strong missile and drone assault on Israel, but are still urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to respond in a way that might make things worse.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. NASA confirms discarded equipment from the International Space Station crashed into a home in Naples, Florida last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. News Radio 92.3 at 72 right now, and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day here in the area. A Pensacola man facing charges after allegedly shooting into an empty vehicle. Now, this happened over the weekend at Rocky's Food Mart on West Detroit Avenue. Deputies say 22-year-old Thomas Weissner had gotten into an argument with another man in the parking lot there at that store on Saturday. He then allegedly fired several gunshots into the man's vehicle while he was inside the store. Weissner then was not there by the time deputies arrived. He was identified and located after the incident. Weissner now charged with felony criminal mischief, discharging a firearm in public, and possession of a firearm while committing a felony. He was released from the Escambia County Jail on $150,000 bond yesterday. A 19-year-old man that was wanted in connection to that shooting death of a 16-year-old in Cottage Hill has now been arrested. According to jail records, cantonment resident Ethan O'Brien was booked into the Escambia Jail yesterday. The sheriff's office says that late on Friday night, O'Brien was at a party on Wishbone Road showing off a gun when it accidentally went off, killing the 16-year-old. O'Brien then allegedly fled that area. He's charged with negligent homicide. Governor DeSantis in Escambia County signing a new education bill yesterday. He spoke from Warrington Preparatory Academy, and he said, in Florida, schools won't be teaching kids about inappropriate topics.
You shouldn't have to worry about that as a parent. You should rest assured, send your kid to first grade. They are not going to be told that they were born in the wrong body. That's in Florida. That is not going to happen. So let's just agree to that, and let's agree to have high standards and promote good education.
And the bill he signed, House Bill 1285, will limit challenges to books in school libraries. DeSantis says those have been weaponized to create a narrative of books being banned in the state. The law will limit how many book challenges can be initiated by adults with no kids in a school district. It'll also make it easier for turnaround schools to be converted into charter schools. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been under pressure to get foreign aid packages up for a vote. However, there had been some opposition from Republicans for aid for Ukraine. Johnson has now revealed a new plan to separate funding bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
I am not going to vote to send more money to Ukraine. I'm worried about escalatory accident there. I also think that Ukraine is very likely to run out of men before they run out of bullets. And we're going to be asking ourselves in that conflict sort of what we're doing there in the reality where Europe can stop that war anytime they want to.
Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz there speaking with Charlie Kirk, and he said he does support providing aid to Israel. He says a great way to do that would be to take money away that's earmarked for the United Nations. Also, a fourth bill in Johnson's plan would provide funding for other national security priorities. And later today, there's a ceremony being held on board NAS Pensacola that will announce the next commanding officer for the Blue Angels. That event not open to the public. The next commanding officer will be announced publicly after 4 p.m. today. They'll serve as the commanding officer for 2025 and 2026. 8:35 now. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by True Green. Today we are seeing on West Kingsfield Road with in between Felden Lane and Kent Lane, there was a vehicle crash. No roadblock there. Omar Avenue and St. Christopher Street in Pensacola, vehicle crash as well without a roadblock. And North T Street and West Jordan Street in Pensacola. No roadblock, but there was a vehicle crash. And there was another vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock on US 98 coming westbound and Forest Shores Drive in Mary Esther, Florida. So drive with caution if you're coming in from that area. True Green, if you want a great-looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures warming up nicely near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Mostly cloudy again on Thursday with a high near 78 and a low Thursday night near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 72 degrees in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are up, or at least the Dow is up almost 200 points. It's up 183.31 at 37,918.42. The rest of the market's mixed. The S&P 500 down just barely, just under 2 points. At 5,059.92, NASDAQ down about 26 points at 15,860.50 right now. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.68%. Gold price is up just over 10 bucks at 23,92.80 right now. Silver price is down 17 cents at 28.54. And looking at the crypto market, Bitcoin down 533.33 at 62,798. The rest of the crypto market also down as of this morning. The Justice Department preparing to file a federal antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, over allegations they've leveraged their market share to undermine the competition for tickets. That lawsuit could happen as early as next month. Tesla planning to lay off about 10% of its global workforce. CEO Elon Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity in a memo to employees. According to CNBC, Musk called it a difficult decision as the company prepares for its next phase of growth. And Samsung has now overtaken Apple as the top seller among smartphone manufacturers. Industry research firm IDC reports global sales went up by nearly 8% in the first 3 months of this year, with Samsung taking an over 20% market share. That's compared to Apple's 17%. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email?
then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so it is a National Eggs Benedict Day, but we're not going to talk about Eggs Benedict. We're going to talk about what that made me think of. So I was thinking about Eggs Benedict and how that's like kind of luxury food, you know. You got to be able to afford all the ingredients, then you got to know how to make it. If you make it at home, you go out to eat. It's not super cheap. It's not super expensive, but, you know, it's somewhere in there. And it got me thinking about a time in my life, for many years, when Eggs Benedict would have been like the high life. You know, being able to afford that. I think about being in college or shortly thereafter, you know, early married couple, and all the food I ate when I was poor, you know, or cheap or broke or all of the above. And so that's my question for today. Tell me about the foods you ate when you were poor, college student, broke, starting out, however you want to phrase that question, because I think we can come up with a pretty good list. And a lot of these foods, as I was thinking about it myself, a lot of these foods are foods that I still love, but more so as like the memory of, you know, there's something weirdly nostalgic about the time in your life when you were struggling and it was hard and you couldn't make ends meet. And, you know, so luxury for you was like adding a little bit of ground beef to the ramen noodles, you know, like, woohoo, it's a homemade pho, right? You know, no, it's not. But that's what you think it is, right? So 437-1620, 437-1620, tell me about your favorite or at least the what you did eat, you know, back then or now. I mean, if it's now, it's fine. I'm not judging. Everybody goes through it. Well, I mean, most of us go through it. Hopefully you come out the other side. Jimmy, you're a struggling artist slash music. I mean, maybe not struggling, but you're a young musician.
I was like that.
Working a couple of jobs. Tell me about a food that you would eat when you, you know, I mean, now, I guess, really. You know,
well, I mean, I guess you could call it a Whataburger addict.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
And that was the hard part about living in California when I lived there.
Yeah.
No Whataburger.
And instead, they try to tell you that In-N-Out Burger's good.
Don't even do that.
It's so funny, the cult of In-N-Out Burger and the people who think that's really good food. Anyway, it's good like three options food, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so Whataburger is your...
Whataburger, but when you said growing up, it brought me back to... toasted Eggos with as much butter as I could possibly find in the fridge.
Like where you're trying to get a scoop of it in each little nook and cranny?
I mean, it was basically a butter sandwich.
That's right.
Let's be honest.
And let's be honest, Eggos are the worst. Mm-hmm. They are terrible, but they taste like childhood.
They do.
That's the thing there. 437-1620, 437-6. Make some real waffles. Buy yourself a waffle maker and make a mix and have real waffles and then discover, oh, there's life beyond the Eggo. 437-1620. Somebody here says beans and rice way before Dave Ramsey ever said it. Oh, yeah. Now, see, I'm not from the South, so beans and rice was not a me growing up, but I feel you. I understand that one. Somebody here says SpaghettiOs, the dinner of champion. Oh, you know, we watched a whole show about the development of the SpaghettiOs, but yeah, that kind of like shelf-stable food that sort of pretends like it's real food, you know, like instead of making spaghetti, you get SpaghettiOs, or instead of making Italian, you get Chef Boyardee, or I used to like the, was it not Dinty Moore? What was the one that was like the, it was, you know, potatoes and carrots and beef. It was a beef stew. Maybe it was Dinty Moore now that I think about it. Even like the chow mein, you know, the instant chow mein where it's got like the one container's got the bean sprouts and the other container's got the chicken and sauce. Yeah. And then, you know, you splurge, and back in the day, you'd spend 50 cents on a bag of lo mein noodles.
That was splurging.
And that was like high heaven, man. Yeah. I mean, that's tall cotton. That's good stuff right there, you know? I mean, I could barely look at that. But no, there's a part of me that kind of misses that food, too. 437-1620. What was your cheap, broke college days food that you remember? Somebody here says wiener hash. Oh, all right. Somebody here says ramen noodles. You can add a lot of variety items. I use the small, precise turkey and eggs to the noodles. You can put almost anything in ramen noodles, and it'll make it better.
Can you break down wiener hash?
Wiener hash. I'm guessing this is like corned beef hash when you can't afford corned beef.
Oh, okay. So it's,
like hot dogs, chopped up, sauteed with a little bit of onion and some potatoes, and yeah.
Okay.
Which I have never done, but it sounds wonderful. Oh, there was a time, even when we had kids, when hamburger started to become more expensive, and I would cut the hamburger with hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So hot dogs were super cheap, and you could mix, you know, much cheaper by the pound, so you could make hamburger dogs, but it's like a hamburger patty with little tiny chunks of hot dog in it. My kids thought that was a great delicacy, and I'm like, okay, I haven't made it in years, but they thought that was wonderful because, you know, and I thought this is a good way to save money and feed my kids hamburgers at home. 437-1620. Somebody here says crystal hamburgers and ice water, or you get, you know, it's some kind of meat you could afford with the change in your pocket, which is true. That's about right. Basic noodles with anything. Canned chili was a luxury. Oh, no, it sure enough was. Canned chili. That was, you know, or canned corned beef hash. Like every once in a while, you could manage to scrape together enough money to get canned corned beef hash, and that's good stuff. And I was trying to think about, too, like sort of why you cook this way, why you eat this way. I think part of it is you don't know how to cook. Part of it is you don't have the, like, equipment and the wherewithal to do the cooking. Because I don't know how it is over the years that I have just become a cook instead of a can opener. You know, because when you're young and cheap and broke in college, you do a lot of can opener food. You're a lot of, like, instant food, microwave food, that kind of stuff. Or if you're smart, you get a job in a restaurant. I worked at the Olive Garden for, like, 5 years and then Chili's. And, you know, look, being a college student and working at a restaurant is a great way to solve a bunch of problems all at one time.
You know, and that was, I think, how I learned to cook. And, you know, some of our listeners will remember the Marina Oyster Barn that closed down. That was my first job, and that's how I learned how
to put food together. Yeah, no, that's a good point. We'll come back to this in a sec. Jimmy's got traffic. I'm so close to calling you Jake every day because it's Jake. But, okay, so anyway, which he's a good friend of yours, so it's not an insult. But anyway, go ahead.
On Kingsfield Road in between Felden Lane and Kent Lane in Cantonment, there is no roadblock, but there was a vehicle crash, so drive with caution. North T Street and West Jordan Street in Pensacola, also a vehicle crash with no roadblock. And US 98 coming westbound from Mary Esther, US 98 in Forest Shores Drive, vehicle crash with a roadblock, so please drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
So speaking of food. Man, I tell you, you know, I've been telling you how great Pounders is in Crestview, and it really is. It's our favorite restaurant to stop at when we're coming back from somewhere else in Florida. And I would always ask them, you know, when are you coming to Pensacola? Well, they finally are here. Went there the other day for my son's birthday. That's where he wanted to go because it is, when I tell you my kids love Pounders, I'm telling you my kids love Pounders. We all got the two meats, chicken and steak, teriyaki. Oh. You know how when you have like a good meal and you just kind of sit there and you push back from the table a little bit and you're like, want to do is groan right now. Like that kind of an experience. So Pounders Hawaiian Grill, it is fantastic. The Kahlua pig, teriyaki steak, teriyaki chicken, the garlic chicken, the sides of white rice is our favorite, the macaroni salad, all of it is good. It is excellent. Right there in the old Dickies, right across from like kitty corner to old JCPenney or I always forget the name of the sports store. That's right. Academy Sports. That's right. Anyway, it's fast casual kind of Hawaiian, and it is fantastic. And they're open now on North Davis Highway. Not on Sundays or Mondays. Okay. 848 News Radio 92.3. Back to the question of food you ate at when you were poor, struggling, broke, college student, or maybe today, whatever the case may be. Hamburger Helper. Oh, yeah. A Hamburger Helper is a staple because, you know, a box would have been what, like $1? And then back when hamburger was cheap, back when you could buy hamburger for like $1.50 a pound or something like that, today it's expensive. Hamburger is very expensive today. Campbell's tomato soup, yes, and a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, it's like you were in my mom's kitchen. That is absolutely. And, of course, you're talking like the super cheapest imitation cheese that you could get at the store. And it's almost like Campbell's brand tomato soup was the luxury, but you don't want to go generic on the soups. It's just, that's a mistake. 437-1620. Campbell's Chunky Soup in the discount bent can bin. Oh, yeah. You know, a little risk of botulism never killed many people. 4-3-7 But no, it's true. You know, like, why not? Hey, I worked at McDonald's for 3 years of college and lived off McDonald's Monopoly game pieces. Free Big Macs every day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's not like insider trading. That's I love it. Prunes for breakfast. Water for lunch and let them swell for supper. y'all are killing me. Popcorn. Somebody here. This is somebody who I could have probably been dorm mates with. Mac and cheese, bologna sandwiches. I'd go fried bologna on you if you want one up. But yeah, just a standard bologna sandwich is good. Ramen, of course. Hamburger helper, of course. Corn flakes. I say frosted flakes, but we can be friends. Pork and beans, canned chili, ground turkey. Oh, all of the above. Although I never did the ground turkey much. I think when I was younger, the ground beef was cheap enough where I lived in the Midwest. It was okay. Spam, somebody said. Oh, Spam is luxury meat. Have you tried to buy Spam lately? I mean, it's like $5 for a little tin. This is not that's luxury right now.
That's because it's apocalypse food.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Yeah, I got you.
They think we're nearing it, so they're price gouging us.
That's right. Pasta or white rice with butter and Worcestershire sauce. Don't knock it. Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. I'm probably not getting in there, but I understand.
Take your word for
it. When I bought my first place, I was so broke, I ate a lot of anything that I could catch and kill. Okay. All right. That's not the approach I had, but, that's fine. I'd go to churches all over and go to potluck dinners. I was the luck in potluck. My friends would say, why do you go to church so much? And my secret plan was because I was hungry. My secret is I didn't tell them. That's funny. Spam is also on this list. What else do we have here? 437-1620. Tina's Burritos. Okay.
You were talking about that the other day.
I was. Yeah. And like that's what got me thinking about this topic too, is because like the corner of the burrito, you know, where it's like five layers of leather, you cook them in the, it's not good, but they are a certain taste. Sam's Soda, mac and cheese. Back when you could afford a mac and cheese is like over $1 a box. In fact, I think more like $1.50. And you don't want to buy generic. I mean, that's just a mistake. But mac and cheese used to not be all that expensive. Tuna fish casserole. Now, that's like real complicated cooking. That's like a can of condensed cream of mushroom soup, a pile of noodles, some peas, and a can of tuna. I can't remember the last time I had canned tuna. But you put all that together, and you can make yourself happy for several days. That's good. Hungry Man TV dinners or Swanson pot pies. A lot of it is not necessarily the cheap food, but it's food that's easy to make when you don't have a lot of time. Because you think, later in life, I'll have a lot of time.
I'm surprised no one said Hot Pockets in here.
Hot Pockets are expensive.
Really?
Now.
Okay.
I mean, maybe they weren't back in the day. But yeah, you're right. Hot Pockets would be a good one. Velveeta shells and cheese. That's the high class answer. 437-1620. Somebody here says sardines and crackers. Okay. All right. I can see you doing that. Ooh. Anyway, that's our question for this. See, the purpose of these things is just to have a little bit of fun on the radio. But also, I always think that people are sometimes looking for things to talk about. And these questions are meant to be, hey, here's your daily conversation starter. If you want to have a conversation with your kids or with a coworker or whatever, or you have that, that awkward moment when you know you should have something to talk about, but you can ask them, what was the food that you used to eat when you were broke? And when they look at you like, when I was broke, you can be like, all right, I'm moving on now. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. But let me tell you about Amway. Anyway, come on, that's the first. I can say that. I was in for a long time. Anyway, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to put it off, trying to, figure out when is the right time, Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality, almost new cars, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. That's what they've got. And, one of the things about it is they understand that most people hate buying a car for reasons, right? People don't like buying cars because it's a bad experience. And their goal is to try to make that experience as least bad as it can be. Okay. It's always a lot of work. It's always going to be a little bit of a struggle. It's always got to do the money. Okay. But their goal is to make it as easy as possible. And they really are successful at this. We went in just to test drive a car, wound up buying a car, getting a smoking deal on a 1-year-old Honda Odyssey, which we're so super happy with. Anyway, they will take good care of you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peatmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
That was boring.
Yeah. Just the same thing over and over again.
Morning, 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We're all hopped up on Tina's Burritos and Totino's Pizza here, thinking about our college days. Oh God, Totino's are expensive these days too, man. They're like $2.50 a piece. And I got my son's hooked on it, and now we can't afford it. So that's the burn the roof of your mouth pizza with the little cubes on it. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
On Kingsfield Road in between Felden Lane and Kent Lane in Cantonment. No roadblock, but there was a vehicle crash earlier. Omar Avenue and St. Christopher Street in Pensacola. Again, no roadblock with a vehicle crash. And North T Street and West Jordan Street in Pensacola. There was a vehicle crash as well. No roadblock, but drive with caution. If you're coming in from Mary Esser on US 98 and Forest Shore Drive, that was a vehicle crash with a roadblock, so please drive carefully through that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, the best of the bay winner, Barbary, has your back. Plumbing at 477-8782. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Sean Dennis, who is assistant superintendent at Scambia County, I forget his title exactly, but he was given a report to the school board the other day about the damage from the tornado in the Longleaf Bellevue area that we had last week. And, you don't think about there being all that much damage. The schools actually had some damage. Longleaf Elementary just had some water intrusion, not a big deal. But at Pine Forest, you had significant damage.
Approximately 9 portables. Two were knocked off their foundations completely. One was completely flattened.
Damage to the fields, damage to the dugouts, damage to the metal work and the awning that goes along the walkways, and at George Stone.
If you can imagine a Connex box.
Oh, sorry, here.
Had some damage at George Stone as well. Ironically, they just set some big Connex boxes together. They were getting ready to weld them for their fire academy, and those Connex boxes actually were tossed into the air, into the woods, and into other buildings. So they created some significant, you can imagine a Connex box, it's a railroad car, and they were thrown about like matchboxes. So
that is crazy that they threw those like shipping container boxes up into the air from the tornado that was in that vicinity. So you had one of the portables got crushed, a couple of them thrown off of their foundation. And the reason I mention this is seven-figure repairs he's talking about. He says 7 figures worth of repairs are going to have to do. Thank goodness no kids were in the school. No kids were in those schools because school was closed that day. Remember how we were all, I think everybody was a little bit like, that's kind of premature to close school the whole day. What if there had been kids in the portable? What if there had been kids working on the Connex box at George Stone? Thank goodness they chose safety for the kids over inconvenience.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.